Good evening. You are listening to Dark Simulation on BTB 106.6 FM. It's your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, and all that kind of stuff. Or mainly the music, really. Brought to you by myself, Nigel, tonight. Just on my own in the studio, so I'm going to have a fairly tune-heavy show for you. Lots of cool new music. And as usual, a bit later on in the show, I'll run down a load of the clubs and club nights and gigs in the local area, of which there's quite a few, some soon, some in the distant future, but well worth a mention. So we've got loads of good information for you. I opened the show there with Obscenity Trial. That's a track called Daydream off a promo CD they've released. I believe it's a new CD single from them, and it's absolutely fantastic stuff. It's new stuff, not stuff from their last album, so it's great to see them continuing to produce new stuff, and all very excited. Hopefully they've got a new album in progress, so we'll get to hear more stuff from them soon. But that's a Daydream track. That's what I think is absolutely fantastic. And I'm going to continue now with some very electronic stuff. Now, this is going to be a track by Soman. I kind of first discovered him a year ago at Dark City Edinburgh's Industrial Festival, and it didn't wow me. I saw him live, and it was just, it was okay. It was kind of pounding electronics, but it was nothing special. I've recently been passed this CD, the Mask CD, and I've got to tell you, his stuff's growing on me a lot. I've got a lot of friends who really rate him, and he's playing at this year's Infest in Bradford later on in August, which I think is going to bring the house down, to be honest. A lot of people are going to be very excited. Anyway, that's enough nattering about Soman. Let's play Exhale.
Assimilation Unleashed.
You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there Grendel with Harsh Generation off the CD single Harsh Generation. That, I think, is just fantastic, shouty, noisy stuff, of which, well, that's what you expect from Grendel, to be honest. And before that, we had Soman, which, as I explained earlier, a bit of a new twist for me. Someone who, as I said earlier, about a year ago didn't really do that much, but now this latest CD is very good, and I do need to get my hands on more of his material. That track Exhale actually reminded me a bit of the old Orbital, with the kind of just melodies in the synth lines and stuff like that. It was all very good stuff. Right, I'm now going to run down the clubs and gigs in the area, and I think I said in the opening of the show we've got quite a few, so I'm going to start, I'll start locally, with Carpe Noctem. That's going to be on Saturday the 26th of May, this coming Saturday, at the New Beehive in Bradford. It's in the Cellars, so go around the side, down into the Cellars. It's goth, industrial, EBM, punk, alternative, a bit of everything from Howard DJing there. 9pm till 3am, so loads of time. £2 in before 10, £3 after. More information can be found at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. On Sunday the 27th of May, we have Black Sheep. Now, Black Sheep do the normal weekly night in Leeds at the Subculture, and they're doing their first gig at the Subculture. So this is going to be Uberbite, Action Direct and Schmoof. Really quite different bands, I think. So that's going to be interesting. That's on Sunday the 27th of May at the Subculture in Leeds. So what are the details? The door's 7pm. First band on at 8, £4 on the door. Full Black Sheep night follows from 11pm till 2am. You can stay out late because it's not a normal working week. It's a bank holiday on the Monday, so you've got a long weekend, so you can recover on Monday if you go out and party too much. More information about that night can be found at www.sheepish.net. Following that, the next week we have the Friday Flock at the Subculture in Leeds. Kind of goth of all kinds, 9pm till 2am. Sliding prices on the door as usual. More information at www.fridayflock.net. Now, we've also got Darkside, which is at the new venue in Leeds, Rio's, that moved all the way from Bradford to Rio's, and it's now running there quite nicely. After a bit of a staggered start due to some weird licensing issues, it's now up and running fully. So on Saturday the 2nd of June, there's Darkside, and that's in the a bar called Sinners, which is the downstairs kind of cellar bar of Rio's. You're going to get goth, EBM, industrial, all that kind of stuff in there. £5 on the door. More information at www.darkside.org.uk. That's Darkside with an S-I-D-E for side. Or www.rios-leeds.com. So more information about that night on those two websites. Obviously, the information can get quite out of date and change at the last moment. So if you're curious about any of these club nights or gigs, always check with the venue first if you're travelling any distance, or if it's going to be inconvenient, if it doesn't actually happen. Now, not quite in the next couple of weeks, but coming up very soon, we have Woolstock 2. Now, I don't know if we went into too much detail about this last time it happened. It was sometime last year. There was a gig called Woolstock that was a little mini festival in Leeds over 2 or 3 days. It was really good fun, to be honest. Those of you who came will have probably enjoyed yourselves. There was a lot of good bands playing there. Woolstock 2 is coming up, and that's going to be, I think it's kind of aimed around the 7th of the 7th of the 07. So it's actually the 3 days around that. So it's Friday the 6th of July to Sunday the 8th of July. So 777, if you're not really good at remembering dates, that should be easy. And the bands that are confirmed, there's quite a good list here. We have Screaming Banshee Aircrew, Killing Miranda, Skeletal Family, C Project, Rome Burns, Solemn Novena, and Pink Hearse. Now, some of those bands are going to be very familiar. Some of those are going to be, who are they? But that's part of the beauty of going to a little festival. You discover bands. I might play a few of those in the shows coming up to that. So you can get a bit more familiar with it all. Also, I've been checking out rumours. I've found a bit of information. We have, for those of you who like kind of noisy industrial stuff, we have some classic bands. We have Nitzareb playing Sheffield, the Corporation in Sheffield, on the 3rd of August. So that's quite a way away, but Nitzareb, I mean, who knew they were still going? old school, as it were. And also Skinny Puppy playing, I think Manchester's the nearest they're touring here. So, and that's on the 15th of August. So we've got quite an industrial August. If you're willing to jump on a train, or if you've got a car and you can get to these gigs, you've got some old school industrial going on. And I've heard a rumour around that time Frontline Assembly are going to do stuff. Now, I only found dates for the London gigs, but I've been told little rumours that there's happening gigs happening outside London. So when I find dates and locations, I will let you know. And also, in between all that, between now and then, we have Grendel playing Sheffield on at the Corporation again on the 23rd of June. That's just all fantastic stuff. So if you like that Grendel track I played earlier, there you go. We have all these bands are actually just coming out of the woodwork and starting to play good gigs. So there you go. Got loads of stuff going on. Right, I've nattered on far too long. That's loads of information. I'm sure you can dig this up. If you're a fan of those bands, check the websites, follow the band websites. You'll find out far more information than I can give you, but it's just a really good way of giving you a heads up. On the last show, I actually played loads of new stuff. We had a bunch of people releasing new albums, and just I dragged a track off each of the new albums and went through them, and I think I'm going to continue with that, just to give you a bit more of the feel of the albums. Bands like Assemblage 23, Zombie Girl, they've all released good stuff, and you can't just show you what the album's like with one track, so I'm going to try and give you more of a full idea of what kind of tracks are on there. But first, I'm going to do a track from the latest Nine Inch Nails album. Again, brand new album, lots of good stuff on there, and it's well worth a listen. So this is Meet Your Master from Year Zero.
Something different.
are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was the absolutely fantastic Assemblage 23 with a track called Raw off the latest album Meta. And the album is pretty darn good all round. I'm going to probably just do the same off these handful of albums. I'm probably going to end up dropping a few tracks off each of them in the next couple of shows, just because there's so much good stuff on them, and they're well worth getting your hands on. So there we had Assemblage 23 with Raw from Meta, and before that we had Zombie Girl with Creature of the Night from Blood, Brains and Rock and Roll, which kind of shows that the Blood, Brains and Rock and Roll album is a bit of a mixture. It's not just the kind of the harsh beats and brilliant dance floor track of things like Go Zombie, but it's also got a kind of a almost slower rock and rolly type stuff on there. It's a really interesting album, and it probably appeals to a lot of different people if you take selected different tracks. And before that we had Nine Inch Nails with Meet Your Master off Year Zero, which is quite an interesting and complicated album, but well worth getting a listen to. Like pretty much all other Nine Inch Nails albums, there seems to be a hell of a lot to them, and well worth a lot of listens. Right, what else have I come across this last couple of weeks? Well, recently there was something mentioned on an internet forum. Now, the Sideline forums are a great place for kind of gossip and stuff of music of this kind, and there was actually mention Icon of Coil playing a gig in... now, this is not exactly local, it's in Edmonton in the States. They're going to play New City Suburbs, and they're going to play a gig on June the 1st. Now, a lot of people had appreciated Icon of Coil wasn't anymore. You know, they weren't together, they weren't really doing much. They'd all gone off to do their separate projects, and a lot of the projects were much more kind of focusing their time on than a lot of the Icon of Coil stuff. But yeah, they're playing a gig on June the 1st. They're going to play a lot of the Icon of Coil classic tunes. There's no mention of this is it, of anything like if this is a return to Icon of Coil or whether it's just a one-off. I guess only time will tell on that, but we'll certainly keep an eye on these kind of gossips and gigs and stuff. If Icon of Coil is to return and come back, we'll be letting you know and playing their tunes as soon as we get our hands on them. And this actually inspired me a little. I was trying to work out what to play, and I decided to drag out some really old Icon of Coil. You know, we kind of focus quite a lot on things like Zombie Girl and stuff like that. So I thought, no, let's grab a few of the older tracks, the stuff that kind of really got me into this music, stuff that I've really enjoyed over the years. So I'm going to actually throw a few of those tracks together now. I'm going to start with Icon of Coil.
Start your welcome again. Will we? primal pleasure. 100 lots of taking the line becomes a circle. Spin the wheel of fortune, I'll learn to navigate. A choir full of longing. Oh, we call our ships to port. The countless lonely voices, like whispers in the dark. A choir full of longing. Call the ships to port. The countless lonely voices, like whispers in the dark.
Was a blast from the past. As I said earlier, the kind of the inspiration for that bunch of tracks there was just tracks from a while ago, tracks that may be a bit dated but just don't get the play because, well, they are dated. And I was thinking about this earlier, it was basically there's some albums that are out there that are fantastic when they're released, absolutely brilliant, and they get played loads. They've got a huge selection of tracks you can play off them. They get played in clubs, they get played on the radio, they just get played and played and played. And everyone really does enjoy these until that overplay factor happens and you just kind of, you don't want to hear them every time. You've heard it far too much, it's become over familiar. So you put that album to one side and you think, oh, that's okay. And it becomes kind of weird. It just hangs around in the back of your mind for a bit, and sometimes you forget about it, and sometimes you just come across it 5-10 years later, something like that. And I've done this recently with a couple of albums, and actually rediscovered them and thought, these are just fantastic. Yes, they were good. Yes, they got overplayed at the time, but you look back and you think, no, these are great, some brilliant tunes. And I've got to say, in that category of albums for me, Covenant's Northern Light is one of them, and that was Call the Ships to Port off that. And I remember playing that album over and over again, just listening to it on my Walkman, oh, lots and lots. It's well worth having that category of classic album in my mind, at least. Before that, we had not so classic, but because it's still fairly recent, but a Pop Team of Berserk with In This Together. And that's off their latest album, You and Me Against the World. That's kind of new for them, even though it's a year or so old now. And they're going to be playing Infest as well, and I'm really looking forward to that. I think a few people are a bit unsure because they're quite a guitar-y band now, and Infest is generally an industrial electronic festival, but I think they're going to go down brilliantly. I saw them in Sheffield a couple of years back on the tour for this album, and absolutely top stuff, well worth it, and I'm they're one of my faves that I'm looking forward to at Infest. I'm going to natter about Infest in future shows, no doubt, all the way up to August, like I think I do every year. And before that, we had our Icon of Call with Android off the Android CD single, and again, that's one of their kind of their classic phases. And all the guys in there are kind of off on their different projects now, so Combi Christ and Zombie Girl and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we've got history going on here, and it's great stuff. But I've nattered on too much. I'm just going to kind of continue with something new here. This is a track off Edge of Dawn's latest album, and it's called Damage. Kind of appropriate lyrics there. I am actually running out of time, as always. Not enough time to crowbar in enough good tunes, even though there's always plenty of tunes to play. Right, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. It's been great having you listen. I'll be back again in a fortnight, as usual. This has been Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, and I'm going to leave you with another classic tonight. It's going to be Rotter Sands with The Last Ship. Shows on once, so quietly gathered.
the journey home. Send the last chip home.